Braehead Clan captain Matt Keith, an overtime defeat to Belfast Giants tonight. You got a point in the end, but being honest, did you deserve it?
Yeah, you know what, I think we played last night, you know, off of the Christmas break, and I thought, you know, it was good to get 2 points in Dundee, and we came back tonight, and you know, you get in a hole, but after the first period, I thought that, you know, 5-on-5, that we were playing well, and they got two power play goals, and our power play didn't get us anything, and you know, you just need to come out in the second period and keep grinding, and I think that, you know, there's some positives to take out of the last 6, 7, 8 minutes. You know, a couple timely goals and gets us to overtime, gets us a point, and you know, and yeah, you want 2 points, but you never know, that 1 point could come down to be important at the end of the year. So now it's up to us to go to Belfast and get back at it and try and get two.
Seems to be the same problems in terms of power play. That power play unit again just can't seem to find an out, apart from that Thomas Nisbet goal tonight, and then beyond 60 minutes as well when you go into overtime. That's 8 out of 9 now Clan have lost when the game's gone beyond 60 minutes. That's got to be a real frustration.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, it's frustrating, but you know, it is. You know, it is a process, and you can't go into overtime thinking, oh shit, or you know, oh crap.
Nobody will fix it. Okay.
You can't go into overtime thinking that, oh no, we've lost the last however many, or we've given up goals. You know, you have to want to have confidence and go out there and handle the puck and you know, get some offensive zone time. And I don't think that, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, you give us a few points there, and maybe half of those even, you know, get some wins. Yeah, we're up in the standings, but as far as where we are in the standings right now, and I don't think we've played our best, and I don't think we've strung together enough games, but you know, we win our games in hand, and you know, it is still what 30 games left, and it's a long ways to go, but every game's important, and you know, we need to string a few together here. We've been playing some pretty good hockey, so stuff to build off.
And you were able to get that crowd on their feet. You got it back to 3-2, and then all of a sudden momentum changed, and it was very much in Clan's favour at that point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny what happens when you create off of just a, you know, their defenseman turns a puck over, and Nisbet, right place, right time, makes a great play to score the goal, and you know, it gives us. We've been in the other way before, where you're up 3-1 and late in the game, boom, 3-2. Then you're sitting on your heels, and that was something that I thought, you know, I really felt confident going into overtime that we were doing the right things, you know, we deserve to be there, I thought. But that's more looking at the positives, not the negatives.
Well, we'll keep on the positives. 3 out of 4 points for the weekend, that always looks good. Yeah. After a weekend's work as well, taking you in Iceland to another tough game this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a busy week. We've got, obviously, on the road Tuesday, at home Thursday, and then a couple of games again next weekend. So it's important we get our rest and you know, keep our heads up and stay positive and power through this, because it's an important week.
And how important does the rest become when the games are coming so thick and fast as they are right now?
No, it's more about, you know, there's not going to be a ton of time to practice, so it's
you prefer to play then?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not a ton of time to practice, but you know, you got to go over the systems. You got to be strong within the systems and know what we're doing, you know, every game going into it, and that's just the way it goes. I mean, everybody's played in leagues or in situations where you're playing more than just two games a week, so it's no excuse.
Thanks very much, Matt.
Okay, good.